For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the audio.
Tom Brady did speak, as we mentioned, at Fanatics, but I thought it was interesting when he was asked who he considers the biggest threat to the Chiefs on making that three-peat.
The number one threat to the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC is whom?
I would say it's, man, all those teams are going to be tough. I think it's still the Bills or the Bengals, just because I think the quarterback play.
The Bills and the Bengals more than the Ravens?
They're right up there.
Okay.
But I would say, you know, and they're exceptional. The Ravens have to, I think, be more successful in the postseason for me to feel like, okay, you know, they're right there. The Bengals have made it to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
The Bills have been in championship games.
That's right. So. He's got a 3-1 record against Patrick Mahomes. Got to give him credit where credit is due. The number one threat to the Chiefs in the entire NFL.
I think it's probably still the 49ers and the Packers, I think, are going to be a great team. And you know what? I think the Rams are going to be a good team this year, too. Very good offense, good receiving core. They've lost Aaron Donald. Nobody can replace him. That guy's first ballot Hall of Famer. But they've drafted really well. They got a really underrated defense. That's going to be a team to watch, too.
So there's Tom Brady, who's going to be in the broadcast booth this year. So obviously he's going to be talking about the teams. The Bills and the Bengals. And I don't care about Josh Allen's record during the regular season. I just know he's 0-2 against Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. That's what really matters. He had a home playoff game against him this past year and couldn't get it done. Bills are an interesting team. Because you look at that division, I'm not buying into Miami and the hype. I think they actually take a step backwards. They got to where they should be taking steps forward, and they didn't. Let Buffalo beat them in Miami last year to end the season, let Bills basically be the number 2 seed, because the Bills could have even been out of the playoffs had the Miami Dolphins won, but they ended up being the 2 seed because they won. The Bills' defense is not going to be as good as it was last year. It was 4th in the NFL in points against. But who's the best teams? I think the team that he kind of glossed over, because I think he kind of forgot about them, and I understand what he's saying. You always go with who's got the great quarterback. So everybody makes their top 20 in high school football and everything. Who's the returning quarterback? Who's coming back? That's who gets the nod. Well, in the NFL, yeah, Joe Burrow and Josh Allen, you believe in those guys as quarterbacks, they're going to get the job done. Well, Lamar Jackson, again, he's got one playoff win, but he is a 2-time NFL MVP. And 2-time NFL MVP, it's not like he's any slouch at the quarterback position. And the Ravens last year, both offensively and defensively, one of the best teams in the NFL. I get it. Postseason's been a drag on them, but they do have a head coach who's won a ring. John Harbaugh's won. And now you add Derrick Henry to the equation. It's no great shakes, but still one of the NFL's leading rushers. And that's a dominant ground game. I would still put the Ravens on that top line. And the Bengals, they don't have Ja'Marr Chase. Now, granted, do I think they're going to sign him? I hope they do. Kind of. Does he deserve $40 million? No. Will he get it? Maybe. But the Bengals, they'd be out of money if they gave him money, because they're already paying Joe Burrow the bag. So he'd be paying 2 guys there, and everything else would take a step back. So I'm like, go ahead and go for it. Do it, Cincinnati. See where that puts you. But I put the Ravens, and I can't believe I'm doing this. I have an up-and-coming team that I'm putting on Tier 2. Tier 1, to me, is only the Ravens and the Chiefs. Chiefs and Ravens in that order. Tier 2, I have the Texans, then the Bills, and then the Bengals. That's my Tier 2. But Tier 1, Rob, is Chiefs and Ravens. I don't see the Ravens. They killed it last year. I think they'll be a good team this year. I'm not going to bet against them, especially in the regular season. But I do believe in the Texans. I know this is crazy because we saw Blake Bortles take the Jaguars to the AFC title game, then take a step back. They took a step forward 2 years ago. They beat the Chargers in the postseason, took a step back last year, didn't make the playoffs. They're not taking those steps. I think Houston will.
Everyone's high on Houston.
I am though. For some reason, I believe in CJ Stroud.
I'm not low on Houston. Don't get me wrong. I'm also high on Houston. I think Tom Brady nailed the teams. I don't see the Ravens as a big threat. I feel like the Ravens.
Really?
Too often teams that lose the Super Bowl regress the following year. It is a trend line in the NFL, and they are playing in the toughest division in football. So I think they are going to see a regression. But Joe Burrow has beaten Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen has gone toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes every time. Yes, he's come up short, but Peyton Manning eventually got over the Tom Brady hump. It happens. Josh Allen is too good of a quarterback. I have him in the conversation. I think until I see the Texans win, like beat one of these type of teams, they beat the Joe Flacco Browns last year in the postseason. Ho-hum.
They were red hot. It was comeback player of the year.
Until I see them beat one of like those guys, because they got throttled by the Ravens. Until I see CJ Stroud beat one of those type of teams, I'm not putting him in the threat to the Chiefs category yet. I think they are a very good team, and we will find out during the regular season. They play the Chiefs this year. I want to see them beat some of those big dog type teams, but right now, the Texans are a team that feasted on lower teams.
Yeah, I believe in them because I had that division. I think they'll run away with the division. I do like the offseason additions they made. I like that defense. DeMeco Ryan's coach defense. Matter of fact, I think Frisco took a step backwards with not having him there as defensive coordinator. But I'm buying the Texans, and I'm careful about that because you want to see teams take steps. Can they take that next step? And I think they can. By the way, I shorted Lamar Jackson. He's actually 2-4 in the postseason because I forgot he won that game against those Houston Texans, 34-10, before playing the Kansas City Chiefs, losing 17-10. But we are talking about a multiple MVP that he's gotten, and he's fun to watch. I just look at Baltimore. I think they're fundamentally better on both sides of the ball. And again, we're talking greatest quarterbacks in the AFC. Yeah, Mahomes, I have wide gap. I have Burrow and Allen, and there's top three. But do I think Lamar Jackson is very far behind him? No. He's won MVP a couple times. So I see that happening as well. It's interesting, though. It's interesting. 913-586-7965. Who do you consider the top team? Because it'll change. Last year, I went in the year thinking it was the Bills and Bengals and Chiefs. You know, Burrow got hurt, everything changed for the Bengals.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.